Haftarah of the first day of Sukkot. Navi says in Zechariah, Va'asa Lavoi, Vahoya Yoim Echad. You'll be one day. Hu Yivada LaHashem will be a day that's known to Hashem. Lo Yoim V'lo Laila. Won't be day, won't be night. Rashi describes, it won't be so bright, it won't be so bad, it won't be so good. Vahoya Le'es Erev Ye'ar. But towards the end, it will become crystal clear light. That is the day of the future. V'hoyah Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'yoyim ahu yiyah Hashem ha'chodesh mo'yechad. Pasuk said before, what else will happen on the day? Pasuk speaks about how is Zayis and splitting. And it says, v'nastem, you will all start running, escaping. Kasher nastem efnei harash, just like you ran in the time of the great thunder and noise, you made Uziyah Melech Yehuda. Just like in time of Uziyah, if you remember the story of Uziyah, he got Saras, and there was a whole thundering sound then in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, there'll be a thundering sound in the future on that day, and we'll be running, just like we did in the time of Uziyah. Uvo Hashem Elikai Kol Kadosh Imach, because Baruch will come, and he'll have all the Kadosh with him. Then the Pasuk speaks about, a little bit later, about all the Goyim coming to join Klal Yisrael. All those that are coming to attack Klal Yisrael, says the Pasuk, will be a plague for all those who are attacking Klal Yisrael, who are coming up against us. Hamek b'saroi. Their skin might melt. The guy standing, he's losing his eyes. And his mouth, his tongue, is just like melting. His mouth is stuck. Then the Pasuk says, there'll be a bit of confusion. And it speaks more about this plague, this Magefa. And then it says, the Goyim that survive will come up. All the Goyim that survive, those that didn't attack Yerushalayim. Come celebrate the end of the Sukkot. For those that don't come, the Goyim that don't want to partake in the future in our Sukkot celebration, it won't rain by them. They will not be zeched to rain. And then it says, if Mitzrayim doesn't come, the Mishpachas of Mitzrayim, they won't have rain either. Tia Magefa. Instead, they will have this plague, the plague we've mentioned before. Shigav Hashem es Hagoyim asher lo yal lochigasar gesukas. So this is the Pasha Shar of Sukkim, famous Sukkim, Lasa Lavoi, the guy in the Sukkim. I'd like to share with you a bit of a picture of the future from the Chassam Sofer in a number of places, and what he says in particular about our Pasuk. Chassam Sofer brings, the Rambam writes, the reason why the Goyim hate Klal Yisrael so intrinsically, they don't even know anything about Yidden, they just hate Yidden. So many stories, they don't even know what a Yidden is, what a Yidden looks like, never met a Yidden in his life. They just know about them and hate them. Is because, says the Rambam, Klal Yisrael is a light unto nations. Klal Yisrael teaches the world how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And since these Goyim never accepted the Torah, they don't want to have anything to do with the Torah, so they end up in a situation, says the Chassam Sofer, where they just feel a hate and an anger towards Klal Yisrael. They're jealous, says the Rambam. And this jealousy of our Torah brings them to sinna. This, of course, comes from the Gemara in Tainis, where the Gemara says, Lama nikra shmoi Sinai. Why is the mountain called Sinai? Shemishom yarda sinna li Yisrael. From then on, there was a hatred to Klal Yisrael. They had a chance. They could have accepted the Torah. They didn't. They failed. And they feel miserable. They feel like failures. They feel like losers. And they're right. And because of this jealousy, they hate Klal Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, Based on this, we can of course understand Pasuk Shat, the very famous Gemara in Sochim. The Gemara in Sochim, Daf and Pesel and Beis, the Gemara says, But says the Gemara in Sochim and Pesel and Beis, Amirat and Mehidas even more. Gemara continues, and says, the unlearned, the people that aren't connected to Torah, the non-Torah Jews, religious maybe, but non-Torah Jews, or maybe not religious, hate the Torah even more. Then the Gemara says, the wives of the Amoratim hate us even more than the husbands. And then the Gemara says, Shana Upirish, someone who was once learning and he left Torah, Yaisim Yikul, and hates us the most. A guy that once was a Yeshiva Bachar, he left it, is the worst. So we have four levels. Goyim hate us. More so is Amoratim, Jewish Amoratim. Worse is their wives. And the worst of them all is someone that was once learning Torah and left. That's some site, very fashion. Why? The guy, you know, like they're not connected to us. They're jealous of us, which leads to hate, like we explained. They get to know when they're Amaratz, and they could learn, potentially they could learn, it's work. They can go along and learn. They're so much closer to having it, and that makes them even more jealous because they feel closer and they're just not doing it. So they hate us even more because the jealousy brings to hatred. The wives can have an even easier time. Instead of marrying an Amoraites, she could have married a Talmud Chacham. Eishes Chaver Kechaver, without learning, just supporting her husband and being there for him, being supportive, that would make her be considered a Talmud Chacham. So she has it so easy, so within her grasp, and she married this Amoraites, so she hates the Talmud Chacham even more. And the worst is somebody that was once there and left it. He's going to be so jealous of his friend that stayed in Yeshiva, friend that stayed connected to Torah learning, friend that kept going to the shir and stayed dedicated to her, and he just left it all behind. He feels the greatest hate towards them. Brings the Medrash says, I'm sorry for being the Medrash says, that I'm a Aretz who gives Hanoah to a Yid, to a Tamachach, excuse me, to a, he gives benefit, he helps out, is not going to be feeling so much sinner. Why? Because he feels connected to this Tamachach. I'm also part of it. You know, what Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tzel HaChochem, Tzel HaKesef, you know, they need to be supported, Yisachar Zvulun. So if these guys are Zvulun, even though he's on the Aretz, he knows that he's helping the Talmud Chacham make it possible. So he already is not going to have a jealousy, he's not going to have that hate, because he's Zoicha to bring benefit and help out and support that Talmud Chacham. Now, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? What does that have to do with the Pesukim and Haftarah? So he brings Pesukim and Yeshaya in Parak Samach Aleph, beginning of the Parak, Pasuk says, speaking about the future, the Undu Zarim, strangers will come, the Ra'ut Tzaynchem, they will volunteer to pasture your sheep, Uvnei Nechar, and foreigners, Ikarechem, they'll be your farmers, Acharmechem, and they'll deal with your vineyards. They'll be happy to do work for you in the future. So the very famous Pasuk of Shimon Yechai quotes this to say what every Torah Jew is supposed to really be having. Everyone should be doing work for him. Famous sheet of Rav Shimon Yechai. Then the Pasuk says, V'atem koi hanai Hashem tikarei. You'll be known as the Kahanim of Hashem. You'll be, to the world, you'll be the Kahanim. Misharsi elekeinu, those that service Hashem. Yomer lachem, that's what will be said about you. Jewish people, they're Kahanim. All of them. Goy. Melachas Kahanim. Every single Jew. Chel Goyim Techelu. And you'll be eating and consuming all of the wealth of the Goyim. Uvechvoidom Tiskyamaru. And you'll be enjoying all of the great cover that they have. I'll be happy to give it, pass it on to you. And there's an amazing Eben Ezra on this Pasuk, where the Eben Ezra writes, getting a Parak Samach Aleph, Pasuk Vav, says Eben Ezra, "V'hine yiyu ha-goyim k'neged Yisrael." The relationship between the goyim and Klal Yisrael, k'neged b'nei Aaron v'Yisrael, will be the same as between Klal Yisrael and Aaron. So just like we all look up to the Kahanim, wow, they are inspiration. They are our leaders. they represent us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to all the Goyim will look at Klal Yisrael, that we are their priests, their representatives, their Kehanim. And then says the Ibn Ezra, Al Kain, that's the Pshat of the Hemshech of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Chil Goyim, that's where we're going to be getting their wealth. Keneged HaMaiser, just like you give Trumas and Maisers to the Kehanim, so the Goyim will be giving us Trumas and Maisers, will be giving us all this wealth. And that's the Pshat of that Pasuk, that we're the Kehani Hashem, will be known as the Kehani Hashem, and therefore we'll be eating the Chil Goyim, all their wealth in the future. This is the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim, Lasa Lavoi. Just how we look at Gedolei Yisrael today, our leaders, who teach us and inspire us, so too that's how they look. The Goyim will look at every single year in the future. So like we said, until now, the Goyim have this terrible jealousy of us. They're based on at least one hate, a hatred of us. They feel like, you know, we have the Torah, we're the lucky ones, we're the fortunate ones. But in the future, those that stay in the picture, that accept Klal Yisrael, accept us as Kehanim, as leaders, will worship us, they'll adore us, and they will give us these great presents in the future, which will be like giving Mamash Trumas and Maisus, as if we're Kehanim. Based on this, Chacham Sofer says, we understand Pasuk by the Meraglim, when Meraglim came back with terrible news, how dangerous it is to go to Eretz Yisrael and everything. So Yeshua and Kala said, don't worry about them, all those giants and those Goyim. Ki lachmeinu hem. They are our bread. What does it mean that they are our bread? Our bread? What does that mean? Says Chacham Sofer, the Goyim, if we're Zoicha, will understand that they are our income. They'll bring us food. They'll be our suppliers. And being kemach in Torah, they'll be volunteering to be the kemach. You're right, there's lots of big goyim. Those big goyim will be bringing us big portions of food. That's what Kala was saying. Don't be worried about them. Nothing to be scared about. They're there to support us. Shem's giving us Eretz Yisrael, a perfect land. All these scary goyim, who you're frightened of, they'll be worshiping us. They'll be our Shabbos goy every day of the week. That's how it's supposed to be. They'll be so honored to give us this Trumas and Maisras in the future. That's Pshat in Parshas Yisroi. Va'atem shemoya tishmu b'koyl, u'shemartem etz brisi, v'yisom mi'segula mikol ha'amim. What does segula mikol ha'amashi says? Oitzer malachim. A treasure of kings. Continues the pasuk, kili kol ha'aretz, v'atem tili malachas kehanim v'goy kodesh. Says the Chassam Zohar, according to very good shmak, you'll be the school in the Kalam, all the kings will bring you their wealth. Why? Because you are the ones, the chosen ones, the special ones, who are inspiring them and teaching them and bringing them close to Hashem and teaching them how to live in this world. You're the Melech Kehanim, you're the Goy Kadesh. Just like there's a halacha, that a Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says in Chulin, the halacha is, if a Kohen Gadol, someone's worthy to be a Kohen Gadol, and he's poor, and he's possibly be a Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol has to be rich, that's the halacha. So halacha is, we're mechuyev to go along and give him money to make him rich, because he has all the other aspects and all the other fine attributes of a Kohen Gadol, so we need to add this last thing to make him rich. That's the halacha. So too, they're going to say, oh, you know, the Jewish people are a little bit poor, we want to learn from them, but we want to look up to them. What helps to look up to people? Helps look up to people when they're rich and well-to-do, and they don't seem struggling. So they're going to want to support us and give us. It's all part of the Trumas and Maisras of us being Kehanei Hashem for them in the future. There's also Pshat in the famous pasuk, saying, "V'yitam lecha v'sha'aftem ma'im b'sosim imayne ha'yeshua v'amartem b'yayim ahu hoidu l'ashem kiru b'shmoy hoidu v'amar li loisa." Sukkim in Yeshaya. Pshat is, "V'sha'aftem ma'im b'sosim imayne ha'yeshua v'sha'aftem ma'im b'sosim imayne ha'yeshua." In the future, Shem's going to be giving you so much Yeshua and so much sasa, and you'll be having everything. You'll have kol tuv elam hazar brought to you by the Goyim. But the Rambam writes, and that's true, in Perek Tes, that all the wonderful good things of Lamais and Mashiach is just to give us an opportunity to be Isaac and Avayis Hashem all day. So the pasuk says, "Amartem yoyim ahu," we're going to use all this Yeshua and all this Mayim, which we'll be having all this Shefa of Bracha,
to say Hoidel Hashem Kiru V'Shmoi Hoidiu V'Amim Alilaisim, to go teach the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that will be our job in the future, to be a light unto nations. We had a share about this, I don't know, about a month and a half ago. So, look at Chassam Sofer. If so, we can go back now and be Mazber after. The Hoya Yoin Achad will be a day. Yavadal Hashem, Hashem knows when. Lo Yoin Veloy Lailo. And then at the evening, the Eitz Erev will be Ar. Why? What does this mean? Fits and perfectly. We know that Rashi says in Parshas Korach, when Moshe said, Boiker will be the showdown, Mr. Korach. Rev Korach, tomorrow morning we'll see who Hashem really chose to be the Kayin. So Rashi says, why Boiker? Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this day and this night. And you can't mix up the two. This day and this night. Never the two can you confuse. When it's twilight, it can be a confusing time, but when it's broad daylight, middle of the night, you don't confuse the two. So Rashi says, so too, you don't argue on Hashem having chosen Aaron. So there's a time of confusion where we're not sure who's the light of the nations, who's the real nation, who's the chosen nation. Everyone's claiming that they're the chosen nation. But there will come a time, there'll be first the Loyoyim V'Loyoyim, but the Eis Erev, at the end of it, it'll be clear. It'll be clear to everybody, clear to the entire world, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen. For it to be light, it will be daylight. That's what the pasuk says. It will be pure daylight. It will be clear to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Klai Yisrael, just like Hashem chose Aaron to be the Kohen in the story of Korach. So it will be clear that we are the chosen nation, and they and their fake testament and everything about them will be proven to be wrong. The last words Moshe Rabbeinu ever told Klal Yisrael, end of his life, Bracha, your platform will be the succeeding, everlasting, true platform. Real ideals, as opposed to everybody else's ideals, which is garbage, not real, fake. We will be the ones to remain standing when everything else falls. Le'is Erev Yar, and that's why the Navi speaks about this Uzzah story. With the name of Uzziah, what happened? Uzziah wanted to be the Kayan. There was a big, huge, thundering noise. He wanted he was mixing up who the Kayan is supposed to be. So too in the future will be this noise, because Hashem will be clarifying who the Kayan of the world is. The Kayan of the world is Klal Yisrael. They'll be the ones to be chosen. And that's what the Pasuk is speaking about. All the Goyim joining us and bringing us and paying homage to us and being mechaber us. And it says, if not, it won't rain on them. Because the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that if you steal Matnas Kehuna, if you don't give Matnas the Matanah you're supposed to be giving, then it doesn't rain. So the Goyim won't be giving us the Matnas Kehuna once they know that we're the Kehanim, then it won't rain on them. If they don't want to come into the future and give us Kavod and give us Chayil, give us their treasures, give us the true Mishamayit, which are dues as Kehanim, as teaching them what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then Halach is, they don't get rain. And worse. The Gemara says at the end of the Memad Likin that if we don't give Tevel its separation and move off the Trumas and Mises from the Tevel, we don't separate the Tevel and be Misakin the Tevel, Trumas and Mises to the Kehan and Levim, and give the, and then you can eat the Chulin. If you don't do that, says the Gemara, you know what comes? Aschara. Aschara, shall exactly medically what it is, some type of choking situation. The Gemara says it affects the breathing. It becomes very difficult to breathe. A person could die from it. And it affects the stomach also. So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara speaks about this. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Aschara, and the Gemara, Lamed Beis Amid, Lamed Gimel Amid Al, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Aschara Ba'al Oilam Al HaMaiser, comes because of people not being the sack and eating Maiser the way they're supposed to. Rashi explains, it's like Mida Keneged Mida, for putting food into your mouth and stomach and enjoying it, anoas peh, anoas tam, anoas beten, and not misering it, shemek chasashom is terrible einish. As choking thing could come to the mouth and stomach. And the Gemara speaks about a little bit more and says that, I mean, it brings, more tanoim that say this, it starts in the ma'ayim, it goes in the peh, and the Gemara brings the pasik, it's because you're eating things which we're not supposed to be eating, you weren't misaking your food. So now we understand why the going in the future we're getting this makifa, this plague, which makes breathing issues. Because they're supposed to be giving dues and bekabe and supporting Klal Yisrael. All these grants and scholarships are supposed to be going for Tamid Chachamim. Not to make more Amaratsim in the world. Not to make Nobel Peace Prize murderers. It's supposed to be going to people that were steiging, someone learned more time, someone had a nice chiddush, someone was mechaben in tefillah. They're supposed to be getting the grants and the scholarships and all the rewards. And if they don't, then they bring this chas v'shalom magefa to the world. And that's what the pasuk speaks about, this magefa happening to Mitzrayim or any other nation that's not going to be willing to partake the right way in the future, in Hashem's picture of the future world. Rabbi Yisrael should help us. We should be zoiche, to be light unto nations, to inspire ourselves, to inspire other Yidins. They shouldn't be Amaratim Chas Hashem, who hate us. And our family should also inspire their wives. There should be no Mershanu parts, there's nobody leaving Tyra. People should just be inspired by us. We should be full of oyer unto the nations, to be zoiche, to have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Yom Kippur.